On the show this week, we've been taking a look at the situation along the border between New South Wales and Victoria. It's been closed to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Today, we'll head to Albury-Wodonga. ABC photographer Brendan Esposito has been in the region chatting to some of the locals and the police. We spoke a short time ago. Brendan, what have you seen at the border crossings today? How's it all looking?
Today, early this morning, I was up around about 5:30, quarter to six. I went out near the Hume Weir, just on Riverina Highway, and there was a lot of police activity there today. And the length of cars continued right down the road. It was quite extensive, actually. But they did move through quite well, but there definitely was gridlock. I spoke to a couple of officers there, and you know, they were doing their job, going about the business and trying to get people through as quick as they could. But definitely I saw, you know, a roadblock situation.
And you've been in the Albury-Wodonga area. Now, for people living in that border country, what are some of the challenges for them with this closure?
Speaking to people yesterday, I found that they were a little bit frustrated, to be honest with you. But it was more like, oh, here we go again. I mean, Australians traditionally get on with it. We've just been through this major lockdown nationally. And now Albury is feeling that. And, you know, clearly on the border, people coming from Victoria into Albury feel a little bit lost, I would say, frustrated. There's a little bit of anxiety there where, look, we don't know what's actually going to happen. Will we be locked down? How's this going to affect us? I spoke to a fella this morning, a guy who'd been living in the area for 35 years. He'd actually originally come from Victoria, and he, like a lot of other people I'd spoken to, feel sorry for a lot of the business owners. They actually feel sorry for young couples who may have started a business and have gone through, let's face it, you know, we've had drought, fires, now the pandemic. And the sense down here is that this will really knock people and they won't come back from this. This is the one that's probably going to break the camel's back.
ABC photographer Brendan Esposito.